Soje sonamla sancı vardı tane kefsu çı dağı çinen gibi sonam Dula bence sancı dübaş Soje sonamla sancı vardı tane kefsu çı dağı çinen gibi sonam Dula bence sancı dübaş Soye çonamla çancı vardı dane kesici Dage çinen gibi sonancı Dola bence sancı tübeyo
Nalayi gıdan ladan ucun gıyacan Dadan meyi kınam dan ruva kınci dönem cidem Tamci gıdı dağı cüden Ono do majru nam kin da do nyam bu ma zam yin dam ji ji don du su ya da de la na ma ji wa yon do bar do bu don ji cha pa si yon de pa ne ji ko ma ro mo ji de nyu ma da ja ni da do bar ja mo ni do bar ja bi ja de do ba ji mo dam bu ju sa mo Senyam bu kono kuju jirun bu dam jir Yidin lama dam bu chau jirun azar dam di zimbar zar
Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings who pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment, which is completely free of all mistakes and perfected in all the qualities and knowledge. In order to attain the state, that I am going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings.
Ori dadini dadam brajava dadam bachun hoju Oji gudan kono tempe du mi mara ji ji tonga wala to banona in jeje je don chi ji ko chini je vi song a bu konde yo jan ba bu ni tin tin de ren jan de ko na tin na Oji da chi ji ter se ji de ji tu ji on de ji na ji ka don bu den ji chung ko de ni na ji tu ji ran ba on de ji na ka ba ba tin ni me bu chung ko Or there's some lover number you were chungur some Tongo on the Jina Juji Mombo Jetra Tonsi. Or you that Juji on the Shiva, don't Tongo on the Shiva, dear Conga, you surrender the womb of Sadi, you Sanjanamji, Shidanji, and Raja Duke Sanjanamji, Shananga, Kanga Conga, Marmaper Zoya, Shananga Marshidi Conga Doya, dear Doya with Savadi. What you tell me, Marigwati, Ron on so to Joko, what you demer Yaya with Sava, you should deal out the chubbets, what did you Joko Savadi, Nangasiji, you touch you and the Yago, Jinzan, Donzo Siji, what you touch you chanted to go away and do, Titonre, near Yaya with Savanda Woody, tell me about the money, Jinister, Tangent and John Siji Kendrick, Tombanula today of Ayendian.
So, in one of the praises offered by the J. Kuntang Tenpe Dome, praises offered by him to Lama Tsongkhapa, within that he says, saying that in the many different methods taught in the Dharma, in accordance with the Buddha's teachings, the method as taught in the first turning of the wheel of Dharma, based on the Four Noble Truths, and the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, you know, explaining the non-characteristic nature, existence without characteristics, based on emptiness. And then you have the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, within which the Buddha explained the distinctions, which is known as the cycle of the wheel of teachings, explaining excellently distinguishing in amongst the various teachings. So these teachings that came about at different times, in accordance with the disciples present at the time of those teachings, then are all categorized as teachings for the benefit of all sentient beings of the six realms in order to eliminate all outer and inner, you know, suffering and causes of suffering, and in order to establish the basis for every outer and inner happiness, peace and happiness. So when in establishing these two, the cessation of every outer and inner suffering and causes of suffering, and in establishing every peace and happiness, then it all comes down to the root ignorance, the beginningless ignorance, the root of all the sufferings, which is the main obstacle to accomplishing any peace of mind or happiness. And this is categorized as the ignorance grasping at the truly existent self and the self-cherishing mind. So in order to weaken these mental states within sentient beings' mind, or in order to eventually to come to totally extinguish these two states of the mind, then the Buddha taught on selflessness, the teachings of selflessness rooted in the primary reasoning of dependent arising. So the three poisonous states of the mind, the attachment, the anger, and the ignorance, then often depicted in the artwork symbolized by the pig. You know, when a pig is fed, you know, constantly fed, then having and the whole life is dedicated to feeding, yet the pig has absolutely no idea that it is being fed just to be killed. So, like that, signifying ignorance, primarily the ignorance grasping at truly existent self, and the mind of self-cherishing, regarding oneself as the most important. And then you have the artwork of the snakes symbolizing our anger and hatred, and the bird, in the three drawings symbolizing, the obsessive attachment to the to the objects of our desire, the six sense objects, our attachment with regards to that.
So the three poisonous states of the mind, the attachment, the anger, and the ignorance, then often depicted in the artwork symbolizing our anger and hatred, and the bird,
With these three poisonous states of our minds as the very root of our cyclic existence, then in order to bring forth this, the cessation of these roots of our cyclic existence, then you have the explanation within the 12 links of interdependence, explaining how this cyclic existence is caused and sustained, and how before one can complete one cycle of a dependent origination, then another cycle of it beginning. So, in that context, within the study of knowing how cyclic existence is caused and sustained, within that instruction, then you can also find how it can be reversed, how one can, through the reversal of that process, then how one can bring forth the cessation of one's cyclic existence. So within this is just in general in the general explanation of cause, cyclic existence or cause and effect within the context of the 12 links. Then in the context of the Four Noble Truths, then what is attributed as the cause of our cyclic existence is the true cause of our delusions and its action karma. So in order to bring forth the cessation of that, then one has to ultimately realize the emptiness based on the selflessness of the person or the self. So in order to bring that realization forth, you have the various explanations set forth in the sutra, the various explanations of the methods set forth in the tantric teachings. Basically, then, it is important for our mind to constantly to be aware of the failings or the shortcomings of our cyclic existence and develop within our mind, a strong incentive or determination to definitely to achieve liberation out of cyclic existence, to attain enlightenment. Was just a general presentation of Sutra and Tantra. Now to explain the subject on cultivating disciples on the path of the Kalachakra Tantra, then we talked yesterday about the empowerments or the initiations. So you have the seven initiations in the pattern of childhood. And through the process of this initiation, then when one takes this initiation, then it has to be an initiation into the sand mandala. And so, this is the most elaborate version of the initiation rites. Then within the explanation that one finds in the Vajramala, collection of initiations, which also incorporates the Kalachakra initiation. That Kalachakra initiation in the Vajramala collection then is the general type of initiation in accordance with all highest yoga tantra initiations, doing the standard four initiations. So you have the first you know, the Vows initiation, which has the five common wisdom initiations, and followed by the sixth Vajra Master initiation. Then you have the secret, the wisdom, and sacred word initiation. So Kali Chakra initiation given in accordance with the collection of the initiation as given in the Vajramala, then does not require or does not depend on having to be initiated into the sand mandala. So this kind of emphasis of requiring to be initiated into the sand mandala specifically is in accordance with it when one engages in the seven initiations in the pattern of childhood. And so, having completed the rites of the initiation into Kali Chakra, the second topic is maintaining the purity of the pleasures and the vows. So, within this, then, you know, there's a you have the general, you know, root downfalls of you know, the 14 root downfalls that you know, that is the general root downfalls with regards to when you take Guha Samajaya, Heruka, Yamantaka initiations. When you take any of the highest Yoga Tantra initiations, then you have the general 14 root downfalls. Then here, of those 14, then 7, in accordance with the Kali Chakra Tantra, is said to be not directly stated as root downfalls. But even though it is not stated as a root downfall, it still needs to be, you know, observed, guarded against. So it says, the text says, one should guard against the 14 root infractions and so forth. Of the root infractions of the general procedure, meaning Guha Samaja Highest Yoga Tantra, mantra 7, of these 14, 7, which means the 7 meaning the 1st, 2nd, 5th, 6th, 10th, 11th, and the 12th of the 14 are not explicitly stated to be root infractions in Kali Chakra, but they are to be guarded against. So, you know, you have the general vows, but here, in accordance with the Kali Chakra, then it makes a specific mentioning of these 7 that are not directly involved in the culture, in accordance with the Kali Chakra system, as a root downfall.
Now,
So when we take the 14 root downfalls, then you can say of those 14 root downfalls, then 7 are in accordance with the general highest yogatan system. They are all root downfalls, but again making a particular distinction with regards to the culture tantra, then of those 14, then 7 are not stated as being a root downfall, although it must be guarded against as well. So the 14 root downfalls, usually when we do this six session guru yoga, you have the vows that come despising or disparaging one's guru. You have the 14 here saying despising or belittling my guru, disregarding any practice, speaking badly of my Vajra brothers, abandoning love for any being, giving up wishing and entering bodhicitta, scorning the teachings of sutra or tantra, revealing secrets to those who are unripe, abusing my own aggregates, denying or doubting voidness, remaining close to malevolent people, not recollecting the view of voidness, causing someone to lose faith, not upholding my word of honor, despising women. These are the 14 root tantric downfalls. I shall protect myself from them at the cost of my life. So this, when you do the long succession guru yoga, are the 14 root downfalls in accordance with the general highest yoga tantra systems. Rumichi just read through the 14 root downfalls in accordance with the general in accordance with the general root downfalls applied to all the highest yoga tantra. So this when one does this when one does the six session guru yoga in accordance with the culture of succession guru yoga, then one also recites these just as how it is set forth in the writings of Panchen Losang Chögyalsen. So Rumji just went through saying the first root downfall is despising or belittling one's guru, and the second disregarding their advice or instructions, and the third, speaking badly of my Vajra brothers and sisters. And then third, abandoning love for any being. Fourth, fifth, giving up wishing and and entering Bodhicitta, 6, scorning the teachings of the Sutra or Tantra, 7, revealing secrets to those who are unripe, and then 7, advising, abusing my own aggregates, the next, denying and doubting voidness, or remaining close to malevolent people, not recollecting the view of voidness, causing someone to lose faith, not upholding my word of honor, and despising women.
ဝဂျိဒတိနေယံဒီဂုရုံတတိနောနောနဒန်ဒီကျဉ်ဒုသတ္တံကျေယောဝဂျိဒံတိအောင်နိဝဂျိဒနတဂုရကတမောမယံဘသတ္တံဒံဘုဒီတောင်းနဒါကောင်းကဒန်သေးတံဘုဒီငေါကျဉ်ဒုသံတဂုရံသမောဝသတ္တံကျေယောဝဂျိဒံသမောမယံဘအောင်နိတောင်းရာဒီတိကျဉ်ကိုလူသမောမယံဘသတ္တံဒန်စင်နိဂျိဒံဒံဘုဒီနောလာ ကျေနကရှိသမောဝတိစံတိနောလာဒုတိယဝါရီယောတိနောလာကျေကျေတောင်းနဲ့တောင်ကညီရှိကြပါရဲ့နကျေကနောလာဒုတို့ကြည့်ရပါရီဒါတင်တဲ့ကိုယဉ်ကြည့်ကိုဝေဝါရင်သူဝဂျိဒံတင်ကုန်တာတောင်းရံပဲငွေဆမဆောင်းကြောင့်ဆောင်းဂူလာစေတွင်နာငေါကျေလို့တော့တင်ကုန်သမောဝတတောင်းဒံသမောမယံဘဒံဒါဆောင်းရံကိုဝါရင်သူတဲ့တင်တဲ့ကြည့်ကြည့်တဲ့ဒီအချမကလေးကလေးကဇုနဝဂျိဒံငီယောင်ကလေး
Of the general, you know, 14 root downfalls, you know, which you can say that 7 are common to all. Then you have 7, which is, you know, unique to just the Kalachakra system. So, regardless of whether it is stated or not stated as a root downfall within the Kalachakra system, it is still to be guarded against. So then the following stanza then specifies the 7 which are stated as a root downfall within the Kalachakra system. So these are the 7 uncommon, kind of unique to the Kalachakra system as a root downfall. What is regarded as the root downfall within the Kalachakra system is the first root downfall that is to be guarded against in Kalachakra is to disturb the mind of the Vajra master. To be guarded against is in Kalachakra is the disturbance to the mind of the Vajra master. The second is to break his commands. The fifth is to discard the mind of enlightenment, that is like the white kunda flower, and the sixth is the derision through holding the two suchnesses as set forth in the perfection and mantra vehicles as superior and inferior. The tenth is deceitful love having a discordance of heart and mouth, holding a poisonous attitude in one's heart but loving in the mouth. So. The eleventh is through the force of doubt and two-mindedness, not enthusiastically assuming, but having conceptions about giving up the immutable great bliss separately from activities as a worldly example. And the 12th is to openly express are false of pure sentient beings, that is yogis.
我觉得你那也没人对的，但是这个上面呢，咱不地至少有人对，但听这些了，但是呢，咱们呢，中国那些不咋当当部，这就我觉得咱们的你某些自己的，这边人对，那都记老板，都记老板记都值班自己的，我觉得嗯，当部了嘛，没从阿当，我在你外地咱们干过，这个咱们干过一下吧，自己。
So the first root downfall is in disturbing the holy mind of the Vajra Master. Second is the breaking of the advice instructions. So in accordance with the 14 root infractions of the general mantra system, you have the fifth being giving up wishing and entering bodhicitta, wishing and entering or engaging bodhicitta. So here the fifth is to discard the mind of enlightenment, that is like the white kunda flower. So this applies to giving up both conventional bodhicitta as well as ultimate bodhicitta. And then also, it also applies to the emission of the white element. It's not just only the emission of the white element, but seeing no fault in that activity, seeing no shortcomings, in that activity. So that is how it is specifically stated in the explanations of Lama Tsongkhapa's root infractions.
我觉得今天也没人对待我把跟着这边上去就生出来，但是当不当你吧，但什么情况去？但主办的是对呢，我觉得今天呢，这边的我的呢，从我当年前面，前面人讲没我自己的也没人对，我当发现去他不，我你上去话会东北人给过的，发现他把你上去话会对困难你东北人，东北人你了，这个前面的我上呢，就定敲的几万里，东北人几栋就就的没我的才能这样没定，等着让你，我就让人怎么的，他那这把，但你转过往的去那这把地上去，就是当等个哪里在一把去定的。
You have the sixth root downfall, scorning the teachings of Sutra and Tantra. So the sixth here is refers specifically to the duration through holding the two suchnesses or emptiness explained in the sutra and emptiness explained in the mantra, in the perfection vehicle and the mantra vehicle, holding what has been explained in the mantra vehicle as being superior, the emptiness explained in the mantra vehicle as being superior, and holding those explanations on emptiness or emptiness in accordance with the perfection vehicle as inferior is what is referred to.
我觉得今天你在登革浪的当部你，我觉得今天你话当上班你一些场地的登革浪个一些工作上，我觉得我话当主办你是哪个？在中国登革浪的今天今天一定的也没人对。 ဒီကျမ်းပတ်ဒီဒံကနောင်ကငါပါမင်းကြီးတို့ဒီဝါပေါ်အဒီဒံကနောင်နေဒူပါကဒီဝါရင်ဒူဒနာအောင်ကျွားတော့ကြည်ကြည်ဝါရောက်ရွာရီဒီဒီအောင်ဒင်းထောင်းတော့ဝဒကွေပါမှာရောဂျီကျမ်းပတ်ရှိပါနော်ရှေးလာဒူပန်စင်ကြောင့်ခလာကျမ်းပတ်ရှိပါခရှိမန်တန်ပဲကျမ်းပတ်တင်ပါတော့ဝဒီဒါဂျီခဏိကျမ်းပတ်ဂုံကိုစီဂျင်းနီနော်စင်ကြည်အားကိုဒေတော့ဂျံကွေတဲ့ချင်းဒီနေဂျီကျမ်းပတ်ပေါ်စီ
seven root downfalls in accordance with the culture system, and then you have in accordance with the root infractions in accordance with the general system. Then you have the next is the 10th and 11th, which would be the 5th and the 6th in accordance with the culture system. So remaining close to male volant people, and then the next being the 11th being not recollecting the view of voidness. So the 10th, with regards to the 10th point, remaining close to male volant people, then 10th here is deceitful love, having a discordance of heart and mouth, meaning like, you know, verbally expressing the benefits and the virtues of loving kindness, but in one's own heart, then holding a lot of ill will, holding a poisonous attitude in one's heart, but loving in the mouth, is the 10th. But here is actually according to the culture system, then that would be the 5th root downfall. And so then it states here, with regards to this, the 10th root infraction, or here, that would be the 5th one. With regards to deceitful love, then this other master, Tarikapa, explains this differently in accordance with his writings. But generally, the explanation as given here, the discordance of the heart and mouth, is what is generally the deceitful love. And then you have the 11th, which is 11th in accordance with the general system, and the 6th in accordance with the culture chakra system, is through the force of doubt and two-mindedness, not enthusiastically assuming, but having conceptions about the giving of immutable great bliss separately from activities as a worldly example. So basically here, with this 11th or the 6th root infraction, is with regards to the immutable great bliss, then one's mind having doubts about it, or not holding this to be the most sublime or supreme state of bliss, and then because of having doubt or not seeing it as the most supreme or sublime state of bliss, so then mind being more inclined towards abandoning it, seeing it more as something on the offside, or like to abandon, like that, coming because of the doubt, is the 6th root infraction in accordance with the culture system.
Mm-hmm.
In accordance with the general, root downfalls, what is regarded as the 12th, causing someone to lose faith. Then, in accordance with the, culture of the system, then this is regarded as the 7th root downfall, openly expressing the faults of pure sentient beings, pure sentient beings who are yogic practitioners. And because of one's point of view in accordance with following one's own viewpoint, then what in reality are yogic practitioners pure in nature, then oneself because of one's own viewpoint, then seeing faults or mistakes and then expressing those faults and mistakes that one sees from one's own point of view. And then the next line says that, there is an explanation of the root downfalls or root infections in accordance with the writings of Lama Tsongkhapa, clearly stating what are the common root infractions and what are the uncommon root infractions. So one should know these in detail from the writings of Lama Tsongkhapa. Then you have the pledges of the five. Here in accordance with the culture system, then it's usually six lineages. Generally, it is you have the five lineages in accordance with the general grounds and paths of the mantra vehicle. But here, in accordance with culture system, then they define six lineages, and then the 25 modes of conduct, in accordance with the Kala Chakra system as well. So the lineages you have the Vajra lineage in the Akshobhya Buddha system. Then you have the jewel lineage in accordance with Ratnasambhava, the wheel lineage in accordance with Bharatana, the lotus lineage in accordance with Amitabha, the sword lineage in accordance with Amoghasiddhi, and the sixth lineage is the lineage of Vajrasattva. Usually we have 19 pledges, a total of 19 pledges of the five lineages. So again, in accordance with the cultural system, then there's a slight variation. In the Vajra lineage, then you have the four retentions of holding the four retentions. The Vajra, which is the pledge of the mind, the bell, which is the pledge of the speech, and the third pledge, the pledge of the seal, is generating oneself into the holy body of the deity is the pledge of the body, or pledge of the seal. And then you have the fourth, which is holding the Vajra master as one's guru, are the four retentions of the Vajra lineage.
So in the jewel lineage, then you have in the general jewel lineage of Ratnasambhava, you have the practice of the four types of generosity. In accordance with the cultural system, then you have the 10 types of giving, ten types of gifts. So they are in accordance with the statement. Then the gift of jewels, iron, copper, oxen, horses, elephants, girls. And Rumchi says general wealth, and then in a consort or desirous or wife and then also giving one's own flesh are asserted as the 10 gifts. There is the give, you know, so here in accordance with the dual lineage, then there is the giving of the 10 gifts.
In the wheel lineage, in the general or wheel lineage of the, you know, the, there are six pledges. The, you know, the refuge in the three sublime, you know, three precious jewels, and then you have the three types of morality: abandoning negativity, you know, accumulating virtue, and benefiting sentient beings are the three types of ethics. Together they make up the six pledges of the wheel lineage, Varisana's wheel lineage. But here, in accordance with the Kalachakra system, then in the wheel lineage, one is to make use of the five fleshes, five meats, and the five nectars, ambrosias, and rely on the use of these, and then guarding the collection of one's sense powers.
Again, in the lotus lineage, in accordance with the general pledges as stated within the 19 general pledges, then the lotus lineage has three pledges, you know, to observe the individual pledges of the three vehicles, the outer, inner, and the secret vehicles, or individual lineages, to observe to guard against them. So, but here, in accordance with the Kalachakra system, then there is just one pledge, which is one sustains the restraints of pure behavior, that is without emission. That is without emission. So here, referring to the white element, then with regards to the emission of the white element, then seeing no fault in it, you know, seeing no shortcoming in it, but looking at it as a quality, is the attitude to be guarded against.
So
So again, then the fifth lineage, which is the sword lineage, in accordance with again the general, 19 pledges, then the sword lineage has two pledges, you know, to be endowed with all the vows and to make the offerings, you know, outer, inner, and secret offerings. So in accordance with the Kali Chakra system, then in the sword lineage, one worships or one makes offerings to the three jewels and so forth. So there's only one pledge, making offerings to the three jewels. So again, in general, you have the five lineages, and you have the general pledges of the five lineages, and then you have the particular pledges of the individual lineages. So in accordance with the cultural system, you have the sixth lineage, which is also regarded as the lineage of the Vajrasattva. In the soul Vajra lineage, the progenitor of a conquerors, one generates the feet of the great seal having an essence of emptiness and compassion. So here, in this, what it refers to here is that in the when one engages in the completion stage yoga practice of Kali Chakra, then when meditating upon the holy body of the deity, the empty form body of the deity, then utilizing within that mind, wisdom mind, in the subject mind, you know, while meditating on the empty form body of the deity, that mind at the same time incorporating the great bliss and the emptiness.
So this completes what is known as the 14 root downfalls, and then the 19 pledges with regards to the five lineages, and then the specific pledges in accordance with the Kali Chakra system, then relating to the six lineages. Then the next is the 25 modes of conduct as taught in the Kali Chakra system. Then the first of the 25 are the five ill deeds, like taking life, taking what is not given, adultery, lying, and taking intoxicants.
So ये जो आम जो को न दिन रे तीछे द से जा रे से न कोया यु दिन ते मना यो थाया दा थु मे न भरचे नी छे द से जा म डो न ब तब यु दिन यु दिन रे को छे द सु सु न नि मु यु से ओ द ति सम यन दु नाम सम मा दा वि छे द रे दि नि वा जा जा मी ओ रि द दि नि म छे गों द म वा दि द सम बा जा फा मि थन दु छे बा दि इ जा वा जा छु सो बा म न छु छे बा दि नि बा दि बा जा Bami Sandur Sigidi, the Inji, there's a good. And you die, you see, Jenna, the never you are. And at the throne, as you so soon, there's a good, you come up and die in a curry, and as you pombo di, Maradogam, you can what do. You did, do not show the Vati, some Maridi, Kaji, you shamatid on the Shivati, so I own it that. Then that, then I use him, Muanda, which you know, you made up here and that.
So, and then the second group of the five are the five secondary ill deeds. And they are like making bets. The first of the five is making bets, playing dice and board games. Dice and board games. So then you have the second. Second is eating meat or flesh that has not been purified in three ways. Not purified in three ways refers to, for example, if you see something killed for you, and if you eat that meat is not purified in the first way, and the second is when you've heard that. This flesh that is, when you hear that it has been killed for you, and then you still eat it, that's also not purified in the second way. And then, even though you don't see or hear about it, but in your mind you completely suspect that it has been killed for you, then when you have that doubt or that suspicion in your mind, then again is not purified in the third way. Abandoning the eating of flesh that has not been purified in these three aspects, and then the third one is a senseless chatter in which you say whatever comes to your mind, and the ninth one is making offerings to one's ancestors, like for example in the cemeteries today, you have the dead person in the coffin buried in the ground, but when the anniversary comes, you make flower offerings or light offerings or food offerings, thinking of the presence of the dead ancestor. So these are regarded as secondary ill deeds. And killing a cow, killing animals and making sacrificial offerings of their blood is the 10th one of the 25.
ဟောဒီတဲ့ဒီနေ့မှာယန္တုကြီးတဲ့ဒုပ္ပငါတော်ညွေဒုပ္ပငါကြီးတဲ့ငါတဲ့ညီကြီးတဲ့ငါတဲ့စံပါတိဟောဒီတဲ့သုပ္ပငါစီကြီးတဲ့မှာယန္တုတနာကြီးတန်တုကနာရောင်းနဲ့ဘာလုံးစုပါတိတောင်ဘူးရှိဝစုပါတိညွေပမေစုပါတိစံပါကြီးဝစုပါတိယောကဆောင်တုတင်မရရှိပါတိငါဝတိပါယန္တုဟောဒီတဲ့ဒနာရောင်းကြီးဇာလမနာတင်အောင်ရှင်ရိ
And then the third group of five is the five types of killing an ox, killing a child, killing a woman, killing a man, and destroying the images, destroying images that are the which are bases, symbolizing enlightened holy body, enlightened speech, enlightened mind, like statues, scriptures and stupas like that.
我觉得你的地方啊，你们地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭啊，我觉得你的地方啊，做饭 jiwa rang la ye tong yi ge ye chi ding ge ta bo de ma rang kur tong le wa di ding nga wo ding khwa nga ti ji ding ding so ri ti dong de ni dan di salam na yang din de wa song ji dong tam ji la ma di ba song ji dong tam ji la ma di ba de ni zao lan kong ba jiwo lan kong ba bin de lan kong ba rang la ye tong ba nam de wa ding khwa nga ti yang mi
so then you have the the fourth set of five, which is the five types of wrong thoughts or forms of malice, wrong thoughts or scorning, five types of scorning. So the first of them is having no faith in the Buddha Dhamma and Sangha, and then you have the second, which is the malice towards friends. Being deceptive towards one's friends, and then the malice towards leaders, having no respect, regard, or like that, you know, and then the malice towards the spiritual community, having no respect or regard, and then cheating those who trust you. You know, deceiving those, you know, whose trust you hold. Then the fifth group of the five is the five desires, the attachment to form, the attachment to sound, attachment to odor, attachment to taste, and attachment to tangible objects. So these are the five types of desirous attachment. So, and then the text goes on to say, I think that one also needs to guard most of the pledges that are explained in other mantra texts.
Oji da dinda yimba yindu da dina ji yan yo ngob yan ni che ba tam su nam ja par chi ru song gu sam nya mo si da ti jin go lu jin na ngu su song ja ba dinda yin ni ngu su ma song a yo ngob jin ru ni song ja ba gu dinda yu na yo song gu bo ri sin na oji da di tam su na dum ko ko ni wa di da ji tu ba ji
So not only one is to guard against what has been specifically or explicitly stated within the Kala Chakra system, but whatever has been stated in the other tantra, mantra texts, then those, you know, one needs to guard most of those pledges as well.
Rumsha
says, this completes the explanation on maintaining the purity of one's pleasures and vows, and the next topic is to do with the stages of meditating on the path.
cultivating oneself on the path of a culture chakra. So before we go into that, Rinpoche says, if you have questions with regards to anything that has been taught so far, then you can ask questions. Go ahead.
I was wondering if Rinpoche would elaborate on the shortcomings of ancestor worship. Is there a difference between worshiping and honoring? You know, like just taking flowers to a cemetery might be doing the wrong thing.
Di kasugre ta shitsabe ta pamadin ziyorwa. Dindel chik chobar haba chobar chaba da yan chidan kasre tenden chene kranzu kasre ta yagures che chik simple tenje mu kasure ta kudu chaba di kewa kariyoresa.
Ori daji dinda ve tenje jine ti che de ji konjang la chaba pu oji ge ve jine de ku yare wa yang ji dinda jine ve kashi ge ri la phama so ma ngi se yo ban de we da
What is appropriate is like in a when we honor our ancestors and honor them in a way in which, for example, you do virtuous things in honoring them. You know, you make offerings, make charity, you know, in honor of the ancestors. That's appropriate. But then, for example, you know, to go to and make offerings directly to them, as flowers, food, then visualizing their actual presence there, that becomes like worshiping on spirits or something like making offerings to spirits or something. So in that way, it is considered inappropriate. But of course, when we honor them, you know, by undertaking positive actions in that way, that honoring is good. Some places in India, they have like, you know, food and things left out, you know, for the dead. And so, you know, when it is dedicated in that kind of way, then who comes to possess them are like spirits or non-human sentient beings. And so when other people, you know, touch or partake of it, then they are harmed because spirits come to possess those offerings. So like that. And also, you know, in order to eliminate desire and attachment, also that kind of worshipping of ancestors is regarded as inappropriate as a way of counteracting desire and attachment. Also, the other thing is, you know, when we sort of engage in the realm of the spirits, then, and although we sort of think that we are making, we are contacting our ancestors, many times other spirits assume that role of your parents, and partake of your offerings and things like that. So again, from that respect, it becomes inappropriate.
In terms of the 10 objects of giving, mm-hmm. such as the ox, horse, elephant, and generally modern day, and the rest, we don't suggest these kinds of things. So I was thinking, would that translate to cars and money instead of iron and copper? Because it's really a general sense of giving valuable to do
that. Which is, Rinchen Ruki, Chimba Chuchorva.
Rumchi
says, like, you know, it's basically, it's like, if you have these are the objects of your life. It doesn't mean that you have to have those things to give as such. It's just you know, in the case of the very very wealthy who do have the possession of all of these things, then rather than hold on to them in a miserly way, then these things are stated as specific forms of gifts.
What are 5 meats and 5 nectars
are just exactly like the inner offering. You know, in the inner offering, you have the 5 meats, the meat of the the cow, the horse, the dog. The human and the elephant are the 5 types of meats. And then the 5 nectars are the urine, the feces, the blood, the white element, and the marrow. Bone marrow are the 5 nectars. Huh? Did I miss something? Okay. Go ahead.
Not to omit the white seed. The people who are not ordained, who are in relationship, are they expected to be celibate?
Rumchi says, it's not just it's not specifically to do with being celibate or having to abandon that kind of activity, but it's mostly to seeing external emission as the supreme bliss and seeing no shortcomings in it, seeing no fault in the activity and holding that as your mode of supreme bliss. That's what is regarded as this particular vow. Okay, go ahead.
In regards to eating pure but not purified meat and not seeing, hearing, or suspecting it was killed for meat, is that specifically me or the general us?
Is it
not seeing, hearing, or killing, or suspecting that the meat, the animal, was killed for us? Does that mean specifically for me specifically?
For me specifically?
Garizago, Garina, Sesavadi, Kurunga, Sesavadi, Mukan, Hawaii, and Adisha, the Samanimba.
Rinpoche says, for the particular individual who's partaking of the meat, it refers to them specifically that it should be pure of the three, you know, hearing, seeing, or suspecting. If you go as a guest to someone's house and you are invited guest, then you know you have the danger of these three, and then you incur the shortcomings of eating meat. But for example, you just pop into a restaurant, then it's not like the person has thought specifically about you, you know, so like that, you don't have the shortcoming of eating that meat.
Resentment against your rulers, doesn't mean to say that every time you criticize the government, you
criticize the government. Rumbuchi Kumbanga Yorwa. Kumbanga. Kumbanga ne Sumbati Yorwa. That's to see Lumbe Gutid and Yorwa. Did Chevrachin Pena Shungi Legach Tandin so Madivration, Dilachin Tan and the Madivrasso.
Already that you, when I don't want that, don't want another dinner with you.
Rumchi says, like, with regards to the mouse towards leaders, it's mostly from a negative or inappropriate. No, it doesn't apply to actually like. Bringing to light something that which is actually wrong, and then bring that forth as a form of like positive criticism for the general good. It's not in that category, but like just out of creating problem, you make that kind of that is inappropriate, because then as leaders, then you say you set them back in their other activities by just being just creating problem out of negativity of your mind. It's just to do with, for example, explanations of emptiness given in tantra or mantra. seeing that as superior, and that explanations on voidness, emptiness, you know, presented in the sutra, that, you know, that, you know, not seeing it as important, seeing is feeling that, you know, whether I understand this or not, it doesn't make much difference, as long as I know what is explained in mantra or tantra, you know, that is most important, like that, you know, holding the presentation of emptiness in accordance with the mantra vehicle as superior, and the you know, disregarding the explanation by looking at it as inferior, then disregarding it. So it's mostly to do with that. Rumchu says, from the object emptiness in the sutra and mantra, in the object emptiness there is no difference at all. But from the subject mind, you know, realizing that emptiness, then there is a great difference. The subject mind realizing emptiness in the sutra system, and the subject mind, realizing emptiness in the mantra vehicle, then that is, in that way, there is a great difference. That mind, in the mantra vehicle, is a much more subtle level of the mind, and therefore it is a much regarded as a much more superior state of mind, realizing emptiness.
Go ahead. The 11th bow here, which talked about immutable bliss, the explanation that you translated didn't have these words, Terjagan, Delwa, Jimba. I was just wondering what that mundane example, bestowing, separate, how is that to be understood in that that body?
The Chukchi Bat Yorba, then Migure Deva Chambota, Jitin, Dinal, the Chig. Jidengi chawa tenshi swa chacha chik sunya chawa ti chukchi bati
re jiji bati ti dengur dhamo mayemba manjir bati wa si jidi tuba yendengi di nangu salam gana sang chawa ti ori jiji bati rwa ti yendu manjir bati wa njik tenji peri chawa dan trawa shimba la ha si
the crown is na jidengi peri chawa dan trawa chawa ti ti ta ti
Rumchu
says the 11th, which would be the 6th one, in amongst the 7 root infractions, is through the force of doubt and two-mindedness, not enthusiastically assuming, but having conceptions about the giving of immutable great bliss separately from activities as a worldly example. Rumchu says, usually, you know, when we talk about bliss, you know, it is a feeling of bliss, and it is a state of our mind. And when we talk about bliss, then you have, you know, a changing bliss. You can talk about changing bliss and unchangeable bliss. Initially, one has to, you know, develop the bliss on a kind of a, initially when we developed this, it's a changeable factor. But as that becomes more and more stable and more enhanced, it comes to a state when it becomes an unchangeable, immutable bliss. So Rumcha says, you know, where it says separately from the activities as a worldly example, then, you know, doubting immutable great bliss and, you know, inclining yourself towards the feeling of bliss. So, separately from the activities as a worldly example is, you know, also having your doubts with regards to the attainment of the immutable great bliss and inclining yourself to the feeling of bliss.
Jiktenki Perja Dandela Jimba. What does that mean?
It's
just like saying, you know, having more confidence in the feeling of bliss, but with regards to the immutable great bliss, then doubting that if that is ever possible, you know, and therefore going with what one is more confident about.
Could Rinpoche address the consequences of breaking one of the root vows or engaging in one of the downfalls and contrast that with the consequences of failing to guard against one of the 25 types of conduct, and in particular I'm thinking of negativities that maybe aren't included in these 25 types of conduct and what the difference in terms of its consequences are.
Rumchi, so tungi ni mi da ya kunchu ni san a chua ra dine ge be ni mi tin ni mi din ke ba kha yo sa ya chi da ni san ge kun do ma ko be ni mi chi da ni mi re wa din de ge ni mi chu ma den zo da ni mi chi jung ge kha le ke ba ri chi su na da
da dan de di ji ni mi chi ba ri ji ni mi chi ba ri de ma chi ba ri de la so ga na mu so ma de ta ta ma si da ti li chang rum ge ri de la ji da wo bo si ji ji yo ti ao ni ma wa ko wa ko yo chang ri ge na ni yo chang ri ta ma de la ta si ni ji ta nga si ji na ti ma yin ba ti li chang yi wa ri de to so yo ji ge de go ha jang ha jang ge ni wa ji ye na yo ji nian gong de wo qin bu ming ni ye na fang go ge yi wa ri de da qi zhong ge qi ba ji yi wa ri wa
so categorizing these activities as, you know, root downfalls or root infractions, or what are known as the eight gross infractions, or the, you know, the infractions of the, you know, the, you know, the 25 modes of conduct, and then those that are not included in any of this, is basically set forth in accordance with the heaviness of the shortcomings that we incur when we do this. So, you know, when it is in the category of the root downfalls, the negative karma involved is very, 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 very heavy. Then you have the next, you know, the gross infractions. Then, the, you know, compared to the root downfalls, then it's less. Then you have the 25 modes of karma, then it's less. Then you have those negative activities that are not included in the 25, but still negative. But, you know, you still get negative karma out of it, but, you know, it is a lesser degree of negative karma compared to the, you know, what is included in the 25. It's like that. In accordance with the impact of the negative karma, then you have these varying categories. But even if they are not involved, you know, not specifically stated, you know, they are all negativities, but, you know, you have this categorization in accordance with the heaviness.
It's like just like in our secular system, you have many ways in which you can break the law, and you have the category which is the most heavy, you know, probably they execute you for that, like that, very heavy. And then you have you know, more lighter kinds of breaking of the law, and then accordingly you get the, you know, the, you know, the you know, like the punishment for it. So it is the same with these you know, root vows, which is the heaviest of the negative karmas involved. And then you are following that, you have the gross infractions, which compared to the root ones is not as heavy, but compared to the, like, the 25 modes of conduct, it's much more heavier like that. You know, I mean, in not taking the vows, you know, you do not have the short a negative karma of breaking a vow that you have taken, but you do not, you are not absolved from the negative karma of breaking those vows. You know, I mean, you are not absolved from the negative karma of having, you know, done those activities. So anyway, you get it. It's like, for example, you see, even though you don't have a vow to, you haven't made a vow to not to kill or not to steal, but you anyway engage in the activity of killing and stealing, and so, you know, then you get caught by the law, and you also have the negative karma of it, but you do not have the benefit of in the virtue or the merit of having taken those vows. You know, whether we have pledged to not to kill and steal and sign those pledges, and you know, without signing any sort of these types of precepts, you know, and when we anyway engage in these activities of killing and stealing, in incurring the negative karma, it's the same, you know, you get the same negative karma. Okay.
In the 5 secondary negative speech, speaking in this confused way where one says whatever comes to mind.
Rumchi, Sannal Khan Tamba, the past Sheva, the Kolchik Suranasa. The Tanda Kunchun Yanga Chorba, Dinane, Tanda Namsun Tabe Shah, the Wog Sumba, the Rumchi, Tanda Sannal Khan Tamba, the Sheva.
Can you go to any demon? She is a hyena. The commandment was on that choke of Mario has an immediate resource. She knew you are.
Room Chicanis Andrew.
Contain Mara City. Contain Yella, contain by the Madaraina, but in the commandment was on the Tabaji Raina, choke of Mario has a missile as a cousin. She knew Mario.
It's just like saying, like, you know, if you think, you know, this person is a thief, and in your mind you think, oh, this person must be a thief, then it comes out from your mouth, you're a thief. You know, it's just like that, to, you know, to abandon that kind of
you know, whatever comes in one's mind, then shouldn't be expressed. Mm. Because, you know, like this thing, you know, if in one's mind comes thought, feeling, this is a thief, then it comes out from your mouth that way. Okay.
Kane kechi ma she kone nge la sam le yota sung go la
re ri ri de wa ta se ji da ta sam le yota ta le ki te ji go ri ma ta di ya la cha ja la par la sam no ding ti ne ma mu yang gi wa
rum chi and that is right rum chi said one should think about one what one is going to say from one's mouth because to say immediately whatever comes to the mind then becomes a very harmful activity.
What specifically does one do to guard the five meats, the five members in the collection of powers?
Rinpoche Tanta Namnangi Riki Dinalia Shangata Tusunga Temba Dirva. With regards to the five meats and the five nectars, it's like relying on the five meats and nectars. Relying. You know? Relying on the five meats and nectars is like in accordance with the pledges of the mantra vehicle, then, you know, usually these types of the five meats and five nectars are regarded as absolutely gross and, you know, kind of dirty, but, you know, in accordance with the pledge, then you purify, transform them, increase them into nectar. And this is what it means, you know, relying on them, you know, relying on this practice in accordance with the pledges of the mantra vehicle. And then guarding the collection of one's sensory powers is, you know, all, one's perceptions, guarding them against non-virtuous, basically what it is. So Rumchi says, the five meats and the five nectars in their own nature are regarded as, you know, totally sickening or like that, dirty. But in relying upon them is, you know, transforming, you know, purifying and transforming them. And in that way, relying on it and not abandoning it. It's just like, you know, if you think, like in the case of the soldiers, you know, you need your weapon and you can't say, you know, I don't want to touch those weapons, like that, kind of like.
We offer them now by visualization. Mm-hmm. In the past, like hundreds of years ago, when the yogis were practicing, was there ever a time when they had the actual five connections that they offered? There are two traditions which says, you know, for example, in the Nyingma tradition, then they utilize the actual substances for the five meats and five nectar. But in the
in the global tradition, they utilize, substitute five medicine and so forth to create the nectar pill. In the case of the great yogic practitioners who have the realizations to be able to transform all of these into nectar, then for them the use of the actual substance is possible.
If you were
using actual substances, how would that differ from animal sacrifices? The manju pivda keva kayores.
Or either Musa Jiniga Gonzo, the Gonzo Chebreva,
For those who are actually able to transform, to purify, transform, those are in the cases of these individuals, then, you have very exceptional individuals with high realizations, able to overcome all impure appearances and see everything in the pure mode. And in their cases, there's absolutely no shortcoming in their activity of utilizing the actual substance. But if one has yet to attain that kind of level, then it's better to use substitutes.
Four conditions.
Does that also apply to second wave bound?
One doesn't need the four binding factors for the breaking of the secondary vows. Rumshi says, with the breaking of a root downfall, root infraction involving the four binding factors as well, then that is the most heaviest breaking of the root downfall. You totally break it. Then, even though you have an where you break a root downfall, when you incur that, but of the four binding factors, for example, you have three, but of the four binding factors, one missing, then it might fall in the gross infraction area, and then Rumichi, Kundishine. Then when you have where root infraction occurs accompanied with two of the four, then it's like a medium root downfall breaking. And then where you have where you have just one of the four binding factors, then it goes into the lesser of, like in the secondary vow area. So for the when we talk about a complete breaking of the root vows, then having all of the four binding factors present is the heaviest. Then accordance with how many of the four, then it's lesser and lesser.
The illusory love.
Yes.
Regarding page 58. It says, which is illusory love, which is love whose deeper reality is not compatible with its surface appearance, mm-hmm. since it holds to poisonous thoughts and its mm-hmm. depth that appears as love on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
In non-Buddhist etiquette training, we're taught to speak conversationally in gracious tones. And so as it relates to these poisonous thoughts, I have three parts to this issue. One is, what's the practice that most hastens or purifies the thoughts to catch up and be congruent with the surface conversational nicety? And secondly, what outward conduct should we sustain? What should we sustain while we're in that period of transition? And thirdly,
So the first question is,
what's the practice that, like, say, if we're conducting ourselves and a poisonous thought arises mm-hmm. while we're in conversation or we mm-hmm. see a situation, what practice can we immediately practice so that we can intervene on those poisonous thoughts, so that we can speak nicely and still be congruent?
Tanda Rumbuchi, Tanda Zodun Nani, the Shiva de Orata, the Yue Chamba, Yue Chamba God, Chuba de
Yue
Chamba, Tanda Kasure,
or Yue
Chamba, the Kranz and Tuota, Chita, Dwa Chisona, Susu. Same thing, Chick Maroon Kay, you know, Chickun Chukada, Chiyahusha, Chickta, the Yahutsigores. Same Nakay in a man, Chilolia, who then went to catch him cigores. And in this Sunza, the same Gil and Yamontosum, Yurach, Yena, the Pa Nick of the Pa Mever, the Mavich had to the Casuretta, Susaning similar Yobata, Kalyab, Tanya Taya Chedra. The same thing in your Montos, your Regina, the Mavich to catch your grass.
Ori. Zambu number Judan, you want to go, you are the Mabar Zoyala, Judan, you want to go, Chongo, Rudy, Rambo Chongyan by Muyonson. Then you call a Shadiva did on Kani.
Rumshu says, with the tenth, which is deceitful love, it's mostly, being very affectionate, loving with the motivation to cheat and deceive. Like that, it's that kind of thing. But here, in developing our practice, so that what what we express externally and our thoughts sort of accord in that, then in sort of counteracting our negative or poisonous states of mind, then first and foremost, then is cultivating the awareness in one's mind, seeing the shortcomings of our negative states of mind. And thereby cultivating a distance between the poison states of mind and one's habitual expression. So main to begin with, first and foremost, is seeing the shortcomings of it.
So the second part is, to me this is important because Kala Chakra is about world peace, and a lot of the discord happens in these little interactions. So I'm really curious about, when to continue with that vein, when we're in the transition state, like say we're in a conversation, mm-hmm. and we see that poisonous thought arising, mm-hmm. and we want to cut it, mm-hmm. but we're still not there yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it could be a conversation or in a situation, social situation. Mm-hmm. How does it play out socially and conversationally when one is still in a state of transition? Because sometimes the act of cutting the poisonous thoughts can take a day or two, maybe a month. So, like, how do we relate to each other while we're in that state of transition?
Simgi netse da ten dikops tegal ka thu mar spene dinde ka go chune nime inde da wa inde go go ra an dinde gi nekos khar chu ra so ta ke che che be gal da ding kon sa inde
ri di rang go kon ri nyem bu la ten thamla sen di da ten ma thu na chi da kar so sa de ma ta yo ma ro wa khani khani jam bu si na kho la sa na na khani si a ni ga jam gar chen di wa ro wa
Rumcha says of course that the best would be if our antidotes would be handy and powerful enough to be able to take care of the negative minds that arise in the course of such a activity, but you know when we don't have that antidote within us, then we just have to function in that mode of while feeling negative within, then still expressing something nice outside.
When we see ourselves being at the mercy of someone who's in that state of transition towards us, how do we relate to them to allow them space to be in that state of uncertainty?
When it is in the reverse situation, then you kind of help out in order to make it easier to abandon the negative frame of mind in the case of the other person. You know, whatever it takes from one's own side to make it easier for the person to not to feel that kind of a negative state of mind. You know, so one should take that course of action.
Practice sometimes to stay unengaged, when I'm helping someone out in their transitionary state towards how they may be feeling towards me or whatever. My work then would be to not get plugged into negative states of mind that will exacerbate any unpleasantness, right? That's just a question. I guess I
think it was already answered.
I think it's a multiplication thing. It's like it's me times two times community times the world.
Thank you. Kitchen Rumchi Lankyan not tablets left. Well, that's quality of the
shed. Okay. कि नगदा जोया से जी दी दुबे नामजिर को गोली सो कि रणो सुदी जना कंट्रोल युवा येना दुबे नामजिर को गोली नगदा जोया कि दुबे नामजिर टेम को गोली नगदा जोया कि नोने कंट्रोल युवा को लिमा का नामजिर से जी नग के जे जदान के चनी नगदा जोया कि दा खोंद जोंदी में को खोंद के चनी नगदा जोया कि सम युवा रे वा दी युवा हिंदू खोंना खोंद को जी नगदा सो जी यु दी युना दुबे ता नग नि की
Rumchi says, you know, when we create problems, then, you know, we can create problems physically, in our physical expression, in our verbal expression, and create problems through our mental aggression. And, you know, if we are able to control the physical aggressions that create the problem, that's much better. And if we can control it at a verbal level, then that is much, you know, less, even less harmful. And of course, you still have the mental aggression, but at least, you know, by getting rid of the other two gross ones, at least, you know, you have protected yourself by that much more. If you involve all of these three aggressions, then it's a really big problem. So therefore, at least if you are able to control the physical and the verbal part, and if still, even if one's still dwelling in the mental, at least still, although it is to be abandoned, but at the, you know, it is less destructive at the stage. We'll stop here for this afternoon. So she will get you
Sambo chuchir abdo ngawara